I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone and welcome. This is Laurita and I'm glad to welcome you on the first personal development podcast with a French touch. Today, first episode, I am so excited to interview my master, Michael. He is 4 times jump rope world champion and will unveil all the secrets to become a good jumper. So hi, Michael. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm so glad that we found a date to record this podcast. Could you please introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, etc., etc.?
Sure. And thanks again for having me on. My name is Michael Fry. I am a professional jump roper. I've been jumping for about 24 years now. So I started when I was 10 years old. And I actually saw a performance at my elementary school, and I saw a jump rope team sort of showing off all the amazing skills that they could do. And I saw this one guy do a backflip with the rope.
Wow.
And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And it inspired me to audition for the team. And I somehow made it through because I wasn't very coordinated. I was really awkward when I first started and couldn't do any of the moves. But I just stuck with it because it was just so much fun. And just really enjoyed the process of learning something new and sort of being a beginner at something. And you know, I stuck with it through elementary school and high school and college. And as I got older, I had some opportunities to compete internationally. You know, as a younger jumper, we would do local competitions and at the state level and even national level. But I think it was when I was in maybe 9th grade, I had the chance to go to South Korea for my first world championship. And I actually came in last place or close to last place. And I was a little disheartened, but I decided I was going to go back and try again for the next one. So I went with a team of jumpers in 2002, and that was when we won our first world championship. So
wow.
We competed in about 8 events in total, and some events we got first, others we got second, I think maybe one we got third in, and then they gave the average. And so overall, we were the top team.
Wow.
So that was a lot of fun, and that was 2002. And then a couple years later in 2004, I went as an individual jumper again to try again and see if I could do better than I did the first time. And so this time I ended up getting first place for my freestyle routine and for the 3-minute speed event. And then overall, I was the second place jumper, but I had those 2 events that were the first.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And weird question though, but how does it work when you compete as a team?
Yeah. So when you compete as a team, there are different events that you compete alongside other people. So for example, you know, 4 of the events are double Dutch, which is where 2 people will be sharing 2 ropes and you have somebody jumping inside the rope. So we had an event where, you know, we had 2 turners and myself, and we would each kind of jump in the ropes and do some tricks. So maybe I would go in and do like a handstand and a push up and a flip. And then I would switch and, you know, one of my partners would get in and she would do, you know, a back handspring and things like that. And then we had single rope events, but it was like each of us had our own individual rope and we would be doing like a synchronized routine.
Oh, wow.
So if I do a cross, my partner does a cross at the same time. And then if I do a handstand, she does a handstand at the same time. And They kind of evaluate you, you know, similar to a gymnastics competition.
Okay. So they are judges, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a panel of judges, and they're always, it's very scary and intimidating because they're just sitting there in front of this table without smiling on their face, just looking at you and expecting you
to like the voice.
Yeah. They're just expecting you just perform for us and do, you know, perfect. Don't be nervous. So we go out and the judges will score you. Half of the judges are looking at how difficult your skills are, and the other half are sort of looking at how well do you perform them? Do you have the best technique? Are you having mistakes? Things like that.
Well, that's interesting. And do you have mandatory moves to do?
That's a really good question. There are some moves that you are sort of expected to do, although you don't have to do them. So, like, for example, one of the categories they look at, let's say you're doing a partner routine and it's mm-hmm. me and my partner jumping, they want you to do certain skills that are, we call them like strength skills. So it could be doing a handstand with the rope, a push-up. It could be doing like some kind of gymnastics move. And you don't have to do each move specifically, but they're looking for some type of move that shows your strength. You know, and another example might be another category is called the multiple unders. So they're expecting some skills that show that you can do a double under where the rope goes around your body two times per jump, or a triple under. And again, you don't have to do like an exact skill, but they want you to show some skill that shows you can do a double or a triple under.
Yeah, okay, I get that. And if you could train someone every day, every single day, how long would it take for him or her to become a pro, according to you?
That's a tough one to answer because I think, you know, everyone learns differently and learns at their own speed. And we all come into learning, yeah. you know, something new with our your unique body and your approach to learning and things. So like me, for example, you know, I mentioned at the beginning, I really was very awkward and uncoordinated at first. And I struggled a lot with the skills. And there were jumpers actually who joined a year or two after me, okay. and they ended up passing me up. And you know, that can be a little discouraging, but you keep working. And I would say, you know, so for me, it took me, I think about 6 years to go to the world championship and win. But a lot of that beforehand was going to the state championship or the national and getting a lot of like last place. Or 20th place or things like that. So I would say, like, if I start working with somebody new and I can train with them, two or three times a week, I think if we train really hard and with the right training program, and they are also giving, you know, maximum effort and they really want to do well, I think we could get them to a really high level within a couple of years. But it's so competitive now, especially at the world level. It's just so competitive.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. And so you said two or three times a week. So what is your current routine?
So it's a little bit different now, now that I have a kid. You know, I'm a dad, I have a son, a partner, and I have a son who's about 14 months old. So,
congrats.
Thank you. It totally changes everything. So, you know, for example, I definitely don't have the same amount of time that I do to jump, but we just have to be a little bit creative and like, you know, maybe I can jump while he's napping or in the morning. I was doing some morning sessions where I would jump before he wakes up or later at night. And then usually, you know, because I'm a stay-at-home dad, so I'm watching him throughout the week as my partner is working. And then on the weekends, she'll kind of take over. And that's when, you know, Saturday and Sunday, that's when I'm teaching most of my lessons, doing most of my training and working on new skills. So I think now I'm jumping 4 times a week, I think. So not every day, but about 4 times.
And for how long?
So it's usually between, the minimum would be maybe an hour and then up to like 3 or 4 hours.
Straight?
Yes. I'll say yes and no because, I'll work on, let's say I'm working on a new trick or a new combination. You know, I'll try it and maybe I get it right away. Or if I don't, I'll try it several times and then I'll take a break, you know, for water. Or maybe I'm trying to record it. So I'll check and see how did that look on the film. Or if I'm teaching a class, actually, that wouldn't be like 3 or 4 hours of straight jumping because, you know, when I'm teaching, I'll kind of demonstrate.
Yeah.
You know, explain how it's done. And then I'll watch them and give advice.
Okay, yeah, because 4 hours straight seems a lot to me. And so you mentioned that you're a teacher right
now.
That
would be a lot.
And in LA, right?
Yes.
And do you by any chance teach online for, you know, French people?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, actually with, you know, with the pandemic and everything, I was teaching a little bit online beforehand, but not very much. And then when the pandemic happened, all of my classes, because most of what I do is after school programs, I'm working with kids usually from like age 6 or 7 up to maybe 13 or 14. All of my classes were just canceled immediately because, you know, schools weren't open. So I went from having all this work to having almost no work. So I had to transition into doing more online stuff. And that's been really, really cool because I've gotten to work with some people all over the world, all over, you know, different countries. So mainly my focus now is on those online programs. So if there's anyone who's interested in taking, I do group lessons and also private lessons. I definitely love to teach. So.
Well, that's very good to know, and I might be the next student. And no worries, I'm going to share your information just in case people want to become, you know, World Cup champion. And what is your daily foodie routine?
I think I should probably be more more careful or more responsible with how I'm eating, because that's one area I don't think I focus too much on. But I think generally I do try to eat pretty healthy. You know, we eat a lot of chicken and lean meat and fish, a lot of fruits and vegetables, rice and things like that. I almost never eat fast food or junk food. That's just, at least lately as an adult, that hasn't really appealed to me. I don't really do soda or anything, but I know even though I am eating healthy, I know that if I were preparing for a world championship or going to one, I probably should be a little bit more, just more specific and more focused on exactly what I eat.
Yeah, I can understand that. Sometimes you have so much thing to focus on. So another question for you would be, what type of advice would you give to someone? Because I know that jumping rope can be a bit traumatic for the knees, for the back as well. How do you suggest that we start?
Yeah, I always recommend people start, you know, really start with the basics. You know, right now there's jump rope is really kind of experiencing this big boom, especially on Instagram. And there's people all over the world jumping. And I think it can be difficult if you're coming into jump rope and you see all of these people. And they're saying, you know, I've only been jumping for 3 months, but they're doing these amazing tricks and really difficult tricks. And it can be easy to think, well, you know, why can't I do that already? Or maybe I should be pushing to do that stuff. But I always encourage people to really just take your time, focus on the basics, make sure you can do even just the basic jump. Can you do that? You know, I usually say people should be able to do 100 jumps before they even start trying tricks. And so, you know, can you do 100 jumps first? Can you do basic things like footwork skills? And that's just doing, you know, things like putting your feet apart together, or jumping on one foot or switching feet. You know, I'm calling them simple, you know, basic tricks, but they can be really challenging to learn. You know, things like side swings can be really good. That's where you just put your hands together and swing the rope from left to right on the side of your body. And that can be really good. Yeah. It's a good technique. And it's also a good way of having like an active rest, because I think if you go into it and you just are just trying to jump so much, you can get really tired too soon. And then maybe the next day you can't even jump because you've done too much. So I think if you want to, you know, again, if you're just starting out, if you want a way to kind of keep doing it, but make it a little bit more easy on your body, you can do those side swings to give, you know, you were talking about joints, you know, give your joints a rest and just kind of recover a little bit. So I think the main advice is really just take it slow, take your time, work on those basic fundamentals. You know, there's a lot of really cool and exciting tricks that you can learn to do, but just kind of don't rush through the process and just take it really slow.
Yeah, listen to your body. And are your classes also for beginners? Because I know your level, and to be honest, I don't dare taking classes with you.
Yeah, and actually, this is completely true. I prefer teaching beginners. Actually, you know, I've been able. I know I can do these more advanced skills, but I love teaching beginners because they when you come in as a beginner, it's like you haven't learned any technique, good or bad.
Yeah, and you're fresh.
Yeah, you're fresh, and like I see people who have started learning stuff, and it's almost like they have a bad technique that is really going to come back and hurt them, because of maybe how they're landing. Like I see these newer jumpers and they're doing jumps where they're jumping like 5 feet in, 5 feet in the air, and they come down and it looks like their knees are going to hurt because they're jumping on concrete. That's actually one other thing I wanted to mention too. You were talking about, you know, how to get started as a beginner. I think a big thing is making sure you have supportive shoes. You know, I prefer kind of like cross trainer shoes, but you can also use running shoes. Find the shoe that works best with your foot. Make sure it has good arch support, you know, good padding in there. And then also make sure you're jumping on a supportive surface. So whether that's...
not too hard, right?
Yeah, not too hard. Like, you know, jump ropers always love jumping on like kind of a wooden basketball floor because it's flat, so the rope won't catch, but it also gives you a little bit of support and bounce. So if it's possible to find that, that's good. You can also find like rubber mats. There's a great company called buyjumpropes.net, and they have a rubber mat that you can use for jumping. Just anything to give a little bit more support rather than jumping on concrete or the street.
Yeah, I get that. And last question, what kind of rope do you recommend? Because I know that homemade ropes are not the best, correct?
Yeah, I always recommend using a beaded jump rope. And a lot of people will look at it and say, like, it looks such like a basic rope, or I used to use this rope, you know, on the playground when I was a kid. But those ropes are actually the best because, number one, they're really durable. So if you're using them on any kind of surface, the beads, they're made of plastic and they last a long time. Even if one of the beads maybe falls off, you know, you have 100 beads on your rope, so they can kind of take the place of the beads that fell off. And it keeps its shape really well. I see a lot of people using the wire ropes or the plastic licorice ropes, and those can kind of tangle a lot easier. I think the beaded rope also has a nice weight to it. So as you're turning it, you get a nice feedback. If the rope is too light, you can't really feel what it's doing. So those are some of the reasons I'd recommend beaded. And even to this day, I still use that beaded rope.
Okay. And I mean, if you use it, that's a good choice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much, Michael. It was very inspiring, interesting. And, you know, I told you that I've been following you for a long time right now, and I'm ready to take the next class.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
It was indeed. Talk soon.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.